fighting for survival. Taking ourselves out of one jungle to put ourselves in another jungle. The concrete kind.
So you are realizing that life really has no meaning?
It has a meaning, and that is to procreate and keep it going. But beyond that, Earth was made by a series of chances that worked out perfectly, and life just happened to flourish. And it's been proven, as of, I think, maybe tops a month ago, that there are other planets sustaining life.
There are?
Yes.
Where?
NASA found a planet that would be more suitable for humans to live on. The same conditions as Earth. Has water. Has the qualities to sustain life here better than here. A super Earth. It is bigger in size with the same qualifications as Earth. And it's not too far. I think it's not in this galaxy. But it's close.
So in other words, it's impossible for man to get there.
Man can get there if they take 22 years to fly over to get there. 22 years. 22 light years away is a lot better than some of the other galaxies that are trillions and trillions.
So, what have you learned then? What are you saying?
Life on a global and cosmic scale is completely worthless.
So, why are we here? Just by mere chance?
A series of coincidences, yes.
So basically, you're no better than if Ginger had a puppy, a litter of puppies.
Yeah.
Physically, an egg and a sperm got together and created you.
Yeah.
And there is no such thing as, then there'd be no such thing as destiny. There'd be no such thing as karma. It's just a series of chances and environment and nurturing, and that's it.
Look past the ego of any human being. Look past what you long for most, because that bias will affect your way of thinking. Any human being. What does religion do for that? It just gives them some kind of hope. These ideas like karma and destiny give people some kind of hope, and destiny is some kind of excuse for how things turned out, or how they look to turn out.
Wouldn't that be coincidence?
What do you mean?
Destiny is pre-planned, correct?
Yeah.
Coincidence is random happenings. So there wouldn't be either or.
Yeah, more or less. What do people that say, well, it's destiny? Life turned out shitty. Must be destiny that your life turned out shitty and all your dreams are crushed. So don't dream. That's another thing. Don't dream. Because, well, God's got it planned out for you. So why dream? Just go with the flow. Huh?
So do you believe in the law of nature then? Or the law of attraction?
What do you mean?
Like the metaphysics part of it. Where, you know, you put that all out there and people say, you know, you speak it out into the universe and into existence. And then, you know.
No, not like, well, the truck is going to break down tomorrow. It might happen, but that's coincidence that happened. There's no way that I could utter it and then the universe reverberates it back and it actually happens.
Wow, reverberates. That's a big word. So you don't believe in any of that. You are going to grow up into an older, bitter man.
Yes. And on my deathbed, fear will shudder through my body as the unknown surrounds me.